Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCP 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, all that kind of stuff, all that gothy, alternative type genre of music. And we opened there with The Last Dance, with Distantly. The Last Dance being a band I caught a couple of weeks back on their little mini UK tour. They're obviously an American band and they played the UK, headlining at Whitby, of which was a couple of weeks ago, but I didn't manage to catch that. I caught them a week before that in Derby, which was a very small gig and a very good gig. They were a very good band live, and if you get a chance to see them again, go for it. They're well, they sound like that. They're a very, very good kind of goth rock band, and all that kind of stuff's growing on me at the moment. Tonight in the show we have for you an interesting selection of stuff. I've got, well, I've just received a big pile of new releases I've been waiting for ages. Just kind of really excited about all the new stuff coming out. I think we spoke earlier in the year, we told you all about the new stuff we knew was coming along and was very excited to get our hands on, and a load of it turned up this week. So coming up in the show we will have brand new stuff from artists such as Zombie Girl, Assemblage 23, Edge of Dawn and Faderhead, and as always we will stick in a good selection of older stuff from bands like Collide and Frontline Assembly and a bit of everyone really. And also give you a bit of a rundown of what's going on in the kind of gigs and clubs in the local area, so you know where you can get out and listen to all this kind of stuff. But, as always, it's about the music. This show is going to be just chock full of good music, and I'm going to continue with the title track of the Zombie Girl album. This eagerly awaited album hasn't disappointed, and I'll no doubt be playing tracks off this quite a lot in the future. So I'm just going to leave you, carry on with the title track, Blood, Brains and Rock and Roll. still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. We had there, well, first off, we had Zombie Girl with Blood, Brains and Rock and Roll from the fantastically eagerly awaited album of the very same name. And that is, I've got to say, a fantastic album. I've had it a few days, and it's basically meeting all my expectations, which is pretty hard to do when you've been waiting for an album for like half a year. And it's got a bunch of really good tracks on it, so we'll be playing more off that in the future. For sure, really. Also, we had the Razorblade Kisses. Now, that was a track called Ballerina. And as I said, I didn't actually see any bands this Whitby, Whitby just gone, and they were playing there. So, quite luckily, one of my friends, actually, who did actually see them, grabbed a promo CD and shoved it in my hand, going, listen to these, they're great. And I've got to agree with him, they are, they're really good. I've only got the two-track promo CD that's kicking around. And that's one of the tracks, Ballerina, and I think there's one other track on it called Alice, both of which are fantastic, well worth listening to, so I'm going to try and hunt out more of their stuff in the near future. I think they've got an EP either out or on its way out, so I'm going to try and grab that. But yeah, more of the kind of twee, gothy kind of female vocal lead kind of stuff, that always works very well for me, so I will try and try and get more of that, as I say. And it was just one of them beautiful moments where someone actually who knows you grabs a CD and goes, you will like this, listen to it, and shoves it in your hand. So I love that. If people want to send in more CDs, feel free to do so. All the contact information is on bcbradio.co.uk or dacsimulation.org. Go and find that, contact us, and send us information, well, requests or promos, anything like that. If you think it'll fit in this kind of genre of music, then we'll go for it. Right, I'm very tempted to run down the clubs and gig nights in the area, but I think I shall actually leave that till a little later in the show. Maybe play a few more tunes first. As I said, when I open the show, we've got a bunch of new stuff, so I'm going to play some of it now. Been very, very much awaiting the latest album, the latest release from Assemblage 23. Tom Shears just released Meta, and I'm going to play one of the strongest tracks off that. It was a track that got released earlier in the year on a compilation album called Decades, and this is kind of a reworking of it, so it's called Decades V2. We'll be right back.
Don't do anything to us today.
are still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there, a nice mixture of stuff, if I say so myself. We had a new release there, that's Edge of Dawn with Black Heart from their latest release, Enjoy the Fall. Again, and you want one other completely and utterly eagerly awaited release. From Frank Spinner, who is the voice behind Seabound, and I can't remember the other chap's name, but basically it's another kind of Seabound-y type project, but on its own, as it were. So we've got Edge of Dawn, which I personally think is fantastic stuff, and you'll be hearing more of that from me in future shows. Before that we had Mesh, which was Crash, which was their big dance floor filler of the moment. Been out a while, so that's not cutting edge new, but it's still a pretty recent track. And before that, yet another recent release out in the last couple of weeks, we had Assemblage 23 with their album Meta, and that was the reworking of Decades on that album, Decades V2. Okay, as I said earlier, going to run down the clubs and gigs and club nights in the area for the next fortnight or so. Okay, on this coming Saturday, on Saturday the 12th of May, we have Darklands in York at Cert 18. Now it's your usual mixture of goth, death rock, industrial, darkwave, EBM, synth pop, all kinds of stuff there, the whole spectrum, 8 p.m. till 2 a.m, £3 on the door. More information at darklands.org.uk. Also on Saturday the 12th, we have Substance at the Subculture in Leeds. Now, not a dedicated goth night, but a bit of everything in the whole alternative world of stuff. So it's alternative rock, 80s, goth, punk, industrial. So a bit of everything, but certainly very goth-friendly. More information about that at www.thesubculture.co.uk. I believe that's 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m, £2 on the door. Before 11, £4 after. It's definitely worth mentioning, I sometimes forget to mention this, but definitely worth mentioning Leeds' weekly goth night. Now, not many towns have a weekly goth night. It's well worth checking out, because it's pretty special in that respect. It's been going forever. It's called Black Sheep. It's on a Sunday, and it's held at the Subculture in Leeds. Goth of all kinds, very request friendly. There's usually a guest DJ, 7 p.m. till 11 p.m, free entry, free goth night, weekly. That's brilliant. More information at www.sheepish.net. We also have the following Saturday, Saturday the 19th of May, we have Black Veil at the Pack Horse on Woodhouse Lane in Leeds. Kind of goth, dark rave, electro, gothic rock, all kinds of stuff. 8 p.m. to 11 p.m, £2.50 on the door. Can be seen as a bit of a warm-up to the Wendy House, because it's just across the road and on the same night. So we also have, on Saturday the 19th of May, we have the Wendy House at Leeds Student Union, at Leeds University Student Union, that's what I was trying to say. Now that's got two big rooms, goth, 80s, playful alternative in the main room, and kind of your more electronic hard dance industrial in the Mutate room. It's going to be its 9th birthday bash as well, so expect prizes, giveaways, all that kind of gubbins. Throughout the night. That's 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m, £5 on the door. More information at www.thewendyhouse.org. And of course there's always Resonance, which is your very kind of harsh industrial noise night, which runs from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. on that very same Saturday. So loads on that Saturday, all depending on your preference, at the Subculture in Leeds. So you can easily crowbar two, if not three, club nights into one night if you're that way inclined. Loads to do, but also a severe lack of gigs. Now in my opinion, the lack of gigs at the moment is due to the fact that we've just had a big season of festivals. We've just had Whitby, we've just had Edinburgh Dark City. This coming weekend there's Gotham in London, so everyone's got all the big bands to go and see at all the various festivals, and are a bit gigged out, so there doesn't seem to be any gigs on at the moment, or hasn't been for the last few weeks. Now that's going to change, because I know there's a couple of gigs on the horizon in Leeds at the end of May, but I'll tell you more about those in next show, in a fortnight's time, because it's closer to that time really, so it's well worth telling you all the details when they're much more finalised nearer the time. But yeah, don't get too dismayed that there seems to be a bit of a lack of gigs going on, because they're all just about to happen at end of May, start of June. There's certainly stuff going on there, and if I find out about any more, I'll let you know. Okay, well, I've been nattering for ages now. I reckon we just carry on with some tunes, and again, more new stuff. This is off the new Faderhead album. Faderhead, obviously, is playing Infest, so very excited to hear his stuff. I really enjoyed his last album. Very looking forward to this album. This popped through my letterbox earlier this week, and again, a really good album, well worth getting your hands on. This is Gritty Beats No Relief.
Step into the plate on a late night session again.
This is still Dax Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there the stonkingly good Frontline Assembly with Low Life off their latest album, Artificial Soldier. Before that, we had a bunch of new stuff. Before that was Aria with 6 seconds on All Sides. That's taken off yet another new release, the Sounds from the Matrix 5, the Off Matrix sampler CD. Again, well worth getting. Lots of good stuff on there. And before that, the brilliant Fade Ahead with Gritty Beats No Relief off his recent album FH2, which is, I think that's going to go down stunning when he plays Infest later this year. I'm so looking forward to that being his, well, it's going to be his first gig in the UK, so it's going to be pretty much my first opportunity to see him live, and I've been a big fan ever since I got my hands on FH1, his first album. Okay, right, I'm going to try and crowbar in as much tunes as I can. I think I'm running fairly short on time. But I've got... What have I got lined up next? Ooh, yes. This is an almost comedy track. This is Lux doing a cover of Safety Dance. I knew I didn't have enough time. I'm going to have to cut that track short and basically say goodnight. That's been me for this week. I will be back in a fortnight's time playing much the same kind of stuff. And I'm going to leave you tonight with Monolith with a track called Talisman. And I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I hope you'll tune in a fortnight's time. Good night.